API.
Hey, this is Pete from Bank of Cardiff, trying to touch base here with Frank.
Speaking.
All right, perfect, perfect. So, Frank, looks like you went online and did a little web registration. Just need to confirm a couple pieces of info I have on the business, and then I can answer any questions you have and get you into the right program here. Sound good?
Okay.
Perfect. So the legal name of the business is Advanced Precision Industries, Inc., correct?
Correct.
And is that your DBA name as well?
Yes.
All right, perfect. And you are a C-Corp, correct?
That's correct.
Time in business, 25 years?
1991.
All right, perfect. And can you confirm the address for me, please?
The email?
No, like your physical location address.
Oh, 43357 Business Park Drive, Temecula, California, Suite 106.
All right, perfect. And just to confirm, Frank, are you the 100% owner?
Yes.
All right. So, yeah, tell me a little bit of what you're looking to do, which projects are.
Looking at going ISO to expand my customer base.
Mm-hmm.
So I need a little bit of cash for that, and I'm coming up to some slow months, you know. I didn't know whether to, you know, apply for a line of credit or a capital loan, you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course. So, you know, tell me a little bit about the business, what makes it the slow season during the winter time.
Just customers winding down just because of the holidays, and they already spent their budget, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it just kind of slowed down a little bit for me.
Okay. Is it busier, you know, summer, spring, fall, and then just the winter is the only slow time?
Yeah, it actually slows down towards the end of October.
I got
you. Otherwise, it's fairly steady.
Okay. And, you know, what kind of machine work do you guys do? It's just mostly CNC work, lathe work?
It's all CNC, lathe, mill.
Oh, nice.
Multi-axis, aerospace, commercial, automotive.
Yeah, who are some of your bigger clients in the industries? Like, I know you probably have some good auto clients, right?
Yeah, it's one of them, Snap-on.
Okay.
That'll be my automotive. We do work for their torque wrench division in City of Industry.
Nice. You got a big contract for that, I'm assuming.
Yeah, and then the other one is RBC, Roller Bearings Company of America.
Okay. I'm not as familiar with them. What do they do? They're in the auto industry as well?
No, aerospace.
Oh, good. So you kind of looking to diversify a little more, or you, that's pretty much your bread
and butter? I'm not ISO right now, so I want to become ISO.
What's that going to do for you?
I'll be able to go to direct, like to Boeing and Parker, companies like that, without being a middleman, you know?
Mm-hmm. I'm just writing some notes down via hand. What, you know, being middled, basically, what does that cost in you in dollars and cents? You know, what's your return on investment?
I'm probably losing 35%.
Oh, wow.
Because if I do the work for, they got to make money, right?
No, of course. That's how the industry works, man. Everyone's taxing their two cents.
They sell a part for $100, I only get like $60 of it, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, $70, so it just opens more doors for me to go after bigger companies.
Yeah, of course. And have you been thinking about doing that for a while? You know, what's been stopping you from getting into this other market here?
Well, it's quite expensive to do it.
Okay.
Now you gotta hire somebody to come in and straighten out your shop, and it's got to run certain ways, and all the paperwork's got to be in order, and it's got to be set up, you know, and then of course you have to get an audit, and the company has to be audited after about anywhere from 6 months to a year of running through the ISO, then you can get an audit, and they'll certify you after that.
Wow. So how long does that usually take, like, in a time frame? You know, are we talking months, years?
Oh, you're talking about, like, 1 year.
Oh, crap. So that is quite a hefty process. But, yeah, the return's there, so it's obviously worth it, man. That's going to, you know, from what I'm getting at, 35%, is that across the board? Like, pretty much every, you know, manufacturer, I mean, every customer that you're working with now, basically you're going to be tacking on another 30% to your margin?
No, I mean, they, what happens is Boeing will go to them, they bid the job. Like I said, let's say they get it, and then they'll offload it to somebody like me or a lower tier, and, you know, they're usually anywhere from 30 to 40% less than what they got the job for.
I gotcha. So how do you kind of get into that middlemanning industry? Do they do any of their own work themselves, or do they just basically kind of broker your work for you?
No, I have outside salesmen.
Okay. I got you. Good, good. Yeah, so, you know, I wanted to get back to business, I guess, Frank. So you were looking between getting a fixed loan and a line of credit. So
one or the other, you know?
Yeah, we're one or the other. So what do you, who do you bank with right now that you're looking into getting a line of credit with?
Union Bank, but I haven't approached them yet.
Mm-hmm. Have they offered you anything?
No, I haven't even gone to them yet.
I gotcha. Any particular reason you don't want to wait? Or, you know, credit reasons?
No, I don't have any bad credit or anything. I don't know. They're more of a. I've been with them since I started business, but I don't know if they're really a business bank.
Yeah, I mean, for the most part, all the larger banks, they'll hold on to your money for you, and that's about it. As far as, you know, giving you credit, giving you any kind of, you know, funds to use for business purposes, it's really hard to get it out of them, especially after 08. So, you know, that's pretty much why, you know, my business has kind of come into play, because there's a lot of people in the market, a lot of businesses with maybe that aren't doing $1 million, or the person doesn't have a 780 credit score and they still need capital. So it's kind of where we've come into play. So what would you say, Frank, is your personal credit? Just around, you know, high sixes, low sevens, high sevens, high fives?
Low eights.
Oh, wow. That's pretty good, man.
I think it's like 8.25.
When's the last time you checked that?
A couple days ago, I think.
Nice, nice. Was it from one of your, like, credit card reporting things, or did Union Bank give it to you?
No, it was, I wanted to get a good credit card where my return's back, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Only, so I went and got another credit card.
Oh, okay, so that's pretty recent. All right. So, tell me, Frank, have you used a working capital loan before, anything kind of like that?
No.
No? Okay, so, yeah, let me just give you a little bit of background on it. So, it's an unsecured loan, which is nice, because pretty much all the risk is on the lender here. You basically have no risk. And it's a lump sum loan, so it's deposited all into your account at once, and you use it at your discretion as you're paying it back still. Now, that's different than a line of credit, because a line of credit is like an allotted amount that you can use and draw from, but it's not per se just deposited $100,000, here you go, Frank, use it how you want to. That's a working capital loan. Line of credit, you have to kind of tell them what they're using the money for, they track the money. It's slightly different. Now, it is a little, it's a little cheaper, because, you know, there's stuff you can't use the money for that's more in their control of the bank. A working capital loan, because it's unsecured, tends to be a little bit more expensive than a traditional loan, but you get that, you know, the less risk. You can, you know, theoretically, you could take that money out of the account, you can go to Vegas and spend it all, and we wouldn't be able to stop you. Now, not a smart business move, but, yeah, that's kind of the difference between an unsecured loan and a secured loan.
Right.
So, and these aren't predicated as much based on credit history. We definitely look at that, but it's more based on the gross annual sales of a business. So what did you guys do last year in gross annual, like top line revenue? You could just ballpark me. It doesn't have to be like...
It was like 1.5.
Okay, that's nice, man. Definitely got some cash flow. Now, see, you know, what are you looking for as far as the amount of capital, Frank? You know, to get into this ISO, what's that going to cost you? And then, you know, to cover some business expenses over the slow season, what are you looking for, I guess, in total?
Probably looking at 100 grand.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, we should definitely be able to get that for you. You know, because we usually can do around 10% of your sales from last year, so you're falling right in there. We'd probably even get you a little bit more if you needed it. Could you think of anything else that you would, you know, use this for?
No, that's pretty much it. I just, I want to upgrade my inspection equipment, but, you know, that would pretty much cover everything.
Okay, gotcha.
ISO, little slow time at the end of the year.
How much is the ISO itself? It sounds like most of the funds are going to that, right?
Yeah, it's probably going to run me about anywhere from 40 to 50 just to get it set up. And then I think it's like 8 to 10,000 to get audited and get the certificate.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a... It's an expensive proposition, and that's probably why I haven't done it.
Yeah, man. What's the reason you're from that?
Everybody I talk to business says you gotta do it. You gotta do it.
Yeah, I mean, it's gonna make you a lot more money, but damn, that sounds like the only way to do this is by getting a loan. Because like, who's just got 60K basically to just say, oh, I feel like upgrading the business, man? It doesn't seem like.
Well, exactly. That's what I was thinking about. You know, doing something like that, and every once in a while I'll get emails from you guys and for machine equipment loans, and then I was looking at your website, you also do capital loans and lines of credit, so.
Yeah, exactly. See, the what I'm looking at here, probably getting you easily that 100K, your credit's good. Now, what are you thinking on term lengths? Because these working capital loans tend to be a little bit shorter than, you know, your typical loan from your bank. What do you think? What are you ideally looking for?
I don't know, 3 years.
3 years. If I could get you something more in the two-year range, is that going to be a deal breaker for you? Just because we typically go up to three, but it's usually after some established business. First time around, first customer. You know, brand new customers probably going to be more in that 2 year range.
Right.
Is that something that can, you know, is it going to be doable for you?
A lot of it depends on the interest rate too, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's just say it's 24 months, $100,000. You know, you're looking at You're looking about, you know, with zero interest, a little bit over 4 G's a month. So yeah, it's a little tighter on the cash flow, but like I said, it's unsecured. You got a fixed payment. You got everything's planned out very, you know, neatly. It'll tell you like basically this is what we're taking. Usually they'll do. We offer a daily, weekly, or monthly draw. Like it's ACH straight out of the account that we put it into. So, you know, say it would be a weekly payment for you. It would be like $1,000 every Friday, and that would just be HCH'd out. Is that something that would hurt your cash flow too much, or do you think you can get around that?
So it's not, you can't control, so I can't make payments to you then.
You can, but there's an automatic, you know, minimum that you have to, but if for some reason you have a good month, you know, and you want to just pay off a bug, you know, like I want to pay 10 grand off this month, you can call in, or you might even be able to go online too, but I know you definitely can call in and make a prepayment. And then you won't actually have to owe a payment for however long, you know, you prepaid until, like, say it's you're on $1,000 a week, and 1 week you decide, hey, I want to pay off, like, 10 grand, for instance, then, you know, your next payment won't be due for 10 weeks. So it'll give you some time to, you know, make that money back. Or, you know, I have customers that are set up on a daily payment schedule just because they don't have the best credit. They're, you know, they're in 600s. And they don't want a daily payment because, you know, they don't want to have $100 every Monday through Friday coming out of their bank account, not for ever what reason. They'll hurt their cash flow. So at the beginning of the month, they'll actually call in that line, the funding line, and just prepay for the entire month up front so they just don't have to think about it. So essentially, they turn their daily payment, quote unquote, into a monthly payment that they just pay, like, rent at the beginning of the month.
Yeah, because I would rather just make one payment. I have better control over it.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, you take your $100K out, you know, start the process, get whatever you need done, keep some on hand, and then just make that weekly payment. And if you want to do it, you know, a couple weeks out or just do the whole winter up at front, you could always do that. That's a typical thing that some of my customers do. So basically, it kind of got everything that I need on my end here, Frank. What's the kind of time frame you're looking at this? Is something you want to get done this week, next week, or something that's more casual?
Probably within the next couple of weeks, but
there's no crazy immediate deadline we're looking to beat.
No.
I gotcha. All right. So, what we need to kind of get you some numbers, some term lengths, interest rates, all the stuff you want to hear. I just need an application, some bank statements, and a tax return, and I can get you those numbers in about a day.
Okay.
Cool. So what's a good email address I can send this to, Frank? I think I have, might have it. I have APIINC1@Verizon.net.
Correct.
Perfect. I'll shoot something over there in about 5 minutes, and if you can get that back to me either later today, tomorrow, hopefully by Wednesday, I'll get some numbers in front of you, and, you know, we can see what works for you.
Okay.
Cool. Do you have any other questions or any kind of concerns right before we get off? I know I've been doing most of the talking here.
No, right now, just...
I'll shoot that email, get that back to me, and we'll... pick it up from there, basically.
What's going on, what's available, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So we'll get some options for it. That's what a lot of my customers like, is that, yeah, we can't really give too many numbers on the phone on the first call, but the turnover is so quickly that it, you know, it doesn't even matter, man. You know, by Wednesday, you're going to have a couple different options in front of you, and if it makes sense, it makes sense. If it doesn't make sense, then, you know, no. You only took you this 20-minute phone call. That's about all it.
Exactly.
All right, Frank. Take care, man, and I'll send that email and circle back on Wednesday for you if I don't see anything.
All right. I just looked at it. It was the sales were at 1.25.
Okay. Perfect.
Not 1.5.
You're still right in that threshold, though. You're good.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, man. Take care. Okay. Have a good rest of your day.
Yeah, you too. Bye.
Bye-bye.